This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back our good friend Carla Funk, the Director of University Museums here at Florida Tech. Carla, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Terry. Great to be here.
Okay, so we have a very cool exhibit at the Funk Textile Museum. Tell us all about it.
Well, the ongoing exhibition is called Redress, Upcycled Style by Nancy Judd. It has been one of our most popular exhibitions to date. It features fashion garments that are literally made from trash, all created by Nancy Judd, who's an artist but also an environmental educator. The costumes are made from trash. One that's one of our most popular dresses is called the caution tape dress. It's a dress made entirely from caution tape that's left over from a crime scene. Other dresses are made from glass from the city of Albuquerque's recycling program. Some are literally made from just thrown away cereal boxes. And really all gorgeous.
So upcycle. Everybody knows recycle. So upcycle means what?
Upcycle is taking something and not using it for its original purpose, but actually making it better. Like making a beautiful beaded glass evening gown out of recycled Coke bottles.
Well, I've heard really good things about this exhibit. Are these things actually wearable?
She made them to wear according to her own dimensions. So she has a dress dummy and hers is made for her own body. Some of them could be worn more easily than others, I think.
I imagine.
But the idea was that she made them all to be worn by herself. So she does wear her crime scene dress, one that she made for herself in her TED Talk. She's on TED Talk and she's wearing a crime scene dress that she made just for herself. So she does wear them and incorporate them into her talks and her performances.
So we're going to have an opportunity to have her right here on campus?
She's coming to campus. Yes. March 12th. That's a Tuesday evening. The reception begins at 5:15. It's in the Denius Student Center, and her lecture begins at 6 p.m. It's part of our Friends of Textiles lecture series.
And it's open to the public. Tickets are just $10 for general admission?
It is. It's open to the public. It's $10 if you're not a member of Friends of Textiles. And I should thank our sponsors that have helped bring Nancy to us, and they include the Residence Inn, Marriott, and Waste Management, and also Rocket City Retro. All of these are environmentally conscious companies that wanted to come on board for this exhibit.
Well, as I understand it, she's gotten some pretty big corporate sponsors.
Yes, we have on display in the exhibit several of her dresses that were commissioned by Target, another one by Delta, another one by the city of Albuquerque. She did one for the Obama campaign, made out of recycled Obama propaganda, you know, street signs and bumper stickers, things like that. So there's a huge variety of corporate commissions. And she's been recognized in USA Today, the Smithsonian Institution, lots of different organizations have recognized her. She's really standing out in the upcycled fashion arena.
Okay, so tell us when the exhibit is on display until May 27th, I believe it is?
April 27th.
April 27th, okay.
The last day of the exhibit is April 27th. Definitely don't miss. The Ruth Funk Center is free. It's open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m. On Saturdays, we're open from noon to 4. As I said, it's always free. This has been an incredibly popular exhibit. We're breaking our attendance records with this one. So you don't want to miss it. And also, it's a great chance to see her in the flesh, as they say, talking about her art and her environmental message on March 12th.
Okay, so how would we get tickets?
Well, you don't need to get tickets. The Denius Center can hold up to 200 people seated, so we're not worried about tickets. Just come. You can get your ticket at the door.
Okay. So that's happening on March 12th, and the reception begins at 5:15?
Tuesday, March 12th, a wine and cheese and coffee and cookies reception, and then the lecture begins at 6.
And if they want to find out more about the Textile Museum, they can go to FIT.edu.
You can go to FIT.edu. There's a link to arts programs on the main page. We also have our own website for the Funk Center, which is textiles.fit.edu. And the Ruth Funk Center is on Facebook. So check us out.
All right. Carla, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
Until next time, this has been Inside Florida Tech. I'm your guest host, Terry Wright.